decided to change the law and make air raids into a criminal offence.
We've got the radio on, Thomas, haven't we?
Yes. The radio on.
The radio's on, so I think we need to turn it off.
Oh, yes.
We don't need the radio on, do we?
No. And the man, I thought he in the man. A big band. The man?
Yes.
The man? A big band. And then Big Bang.
Big Bang?
Yes. Big Bang.
Big Bang, are you banging the letterbox?
Yes. Tick-tock.
Well, I hope you're not posting things outside, Thomas.
No.
Good.
There's a big bang on the door. Maybe eat you with the box. Oh, morning. And then mummy. And then mummy. The mummy.
Mummy, what's she saying about mummy?
Mummy.
Where have we been today, Thomas?
The bus. Red one, the bus.
We've been on the bus.
Red one.
The red one.
The white one.
The white one, no, it was the red one. Where did we go? We went to playgroup, didn't we?
Yes.
We went on the bus.
Yes.
And you were playing inside and outside.
Yes.
And we had some toast.
Black toast.
You had some blackcurrant juice.
Yes.
And I had a cup of tea and some toast.
Yes.
And then after we'd been to playgroup, we took some sandwiches to the park. We called in at the shop and bought two cartons of fruit juice with straws.
Yes.
And then we went to the park, didn't we?
And juice and straw.
That's right, juice with a straw. Are you wearing mummy's shoes?
Yes.
You put mummy's shoes on your feet.
One.
Are they a bit dirty on the bottom?
None.
Oh, you're doing a lot of walking, those shoes.
Yes. Then you hold on here.
So after lunch you were running around the park.
Running.
Do you remember the men with the big truck that arrived with the lawnmowers on it?
Yes.
And they started cutting the grass in the park, didn't they?
The truck shot.
That's right, I said you mustn't touch the truck. You could watch it, but you mustn't touch it.
Yep.
Then we walked into Didsbury and did some shopping.
Yes.
And you went to sleep.
Yes. No sleeping.
No what?
Not tired, not sleeping.
No, see Dr. Harrison. Yes. Oh, no, we weren't going to see Dr. Harrison today. You're thinking of Tuesday.
Yes.
Because Tuesday you had a sleep. Mummy went to see Dr. Harrison.
Yes.
And you went to sleep in the waiting room.
Yes.
And all the time we were seeing the doctor, you were asleep, so you didn't see him, did you? Mm. Are you licking Mummy? Pardon?
Two
bang ahead. You're going to bang your head if you keep doing that. So we've had quite a busy day, haven't we?
Yes, a big duck on. Bus.
Yes.
Big ducks.
Yes, we went on the bus, but we walked home. We walked home, didn't we? You sound out of breath.
Oh, yes.
You look a bit grubby because you've been running around. Shall we? Mummy's got some water in the kitchen. I've just remembered I put some water in a bowl.
Whoa.
Would you like a wash and a change?
Wash and change.
Wash and change. And then we could perhaps think about having some tea.
Chips, peas.
Chips and peas. No, I don't think we're having chips and peas. I was going to do spaghetti bolognese.
Yes. I want the big tomatoes.
Two Smarties?
Yes, please.
Oh, I don't think you can have Smarties.
Two pears.
Two pears. You can have an apple.
Two pears a minute. Two pears.
Two pears. Well, you didn't eat such a lot of lunch in the park because I think you were too busy looking at squirrels, weren't you? It ran up a tree, didn't it, and back down again.
No, see him.
No. Well, you can't see the squirrel now, can you? Because it's not here. Yes, he was running up a tree. And you were running round and round the trees, weren't you, at the bottom? Do you remember?
Yes.
Let's put some bubbles in this water. And you can have a quick wash.
Wow.
And we'll change you. Have some tea. And then we'll perhaps go for a walk after tea. And then juice and bed. Well, yes, I think it is getting quite near that time.
Yes.
Because you really have been a busy boy, haven't you?
Yes.
So I think you're probably ready for an early night.
Right.
I think you had a busy day with Grandma and Grandad yesterday.
Let's try and fish.
Fish?
Yes.
What are you talking about fish for?
I'm trying to fish.
Fish? I don't know what you're saying. Oh, heck.
The Purdy is a jungle.
Oh dear, poor Purdy was just coming in the door, and as she was walking through the door, we shouldn't laugh, should we? The door stopped, fell off its hinge and hit her on the head, and she's run away again. Oh, poor Purdy. That was an accident, wasn't it? What happened? Did she bang her head?
Yes.
Oh dear, dear. Right, shall we get you undressed and pop you in this bath water?
No.
Come on, because we need to change your nappy.
No.
Do you want to play on your tricycle for a while?
Well, try it.
Vroom vroom what, darling?
Vroom
vroom. No, I can't tell what you're saying, I'm sorry.
Driving.
Mm-hmm. Are you driving your truck? Your bicycle? Tricycle, that's the word I'm looking for.
Beep, beep, beep. Backways.
Backways? Are you going backwards?
Linen's clothes,
yes. That's my skirt, isn't it?
No, Daddy's.
No, that's not Daddy's, it's Mummy's skirt. Daddy doesn't wear a skirt, does he? Yes, Daddy's clothes are upstairs, and Mummy's clothes are normally upstairs, but I had the skirt on when I went out, and when I came home I changed into my shorts and t-shirt. Oh no, don't do that, Thomas, you'll break it.
Then, pop.
No.
No pop.
No pop.
Then, pop. Right.
Just be careful where you cut, so you don't mess it up.
Seat. I'm on the seat. A seat.
You're on the seat?
Yes.
What were you doing this morning at playgroup? Who were you playing with? Bang a drum? No, we didn't bang any drums.
Oh no!
Oh, we were playing with Ben with a football again. Every time we play with Ben, he doesn't want to share the ball, does he? And his mummy says, "Oh no, Ben, you've got to share," doesn't she?
No! Me! No!
You were throwing it up and putting it through the net, weren't you?
No!
Is that what his mummy said to him? And Charlotte was there, wasn't she?
Rain!
Was she crying?
Yes!
Oh, I can't remember her crying. Rachel was there. Rachel was playing in the sandpit. And Rachel's brother Jonathan was there.
Yes!
But Jonathan's a baby, isn't he?
Baby.
So he was just sitting in his pram most of the time watching. Oh.
Mummy.
It's Mummy's blouse. Let's leave it where it is.
Is that it? Turn on. A bit of mine.
Yes, leave that. Are we going to get you changed?
The bath down here.
I thought it would be fun because it's been quite a hot day. And the other day when we brought the bowl of water down into the kitchen, you and Joy played with it. So, let's just slip these things off, then you can have a quick dip in the bath, a quick change of clothes, and then I think we'll have some tea, because it's tea time.
Tea time.
It's a bit earlier than we normally have our tea, but
no.
I think you're quite hungry today.
Yes.
So have an early tea, and then we'll go for a walk after tea while the weather's still nice. And then we can do some things later on, can't we? Sit down, that's right. You can just sit down. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? Is there room to sit down? Is there room to sit down, Thomas?
No.
No, I think there is. There he is, he's down. Would you like something to play with while you're in the bath?
And the bubble gun.
Where are the bubbles gone? Oh, the bubbles. I did put some bubble bath in. Would you like me to blow some bubbles?
Oh, the bath. The bath.
I'll blow some bubbles at you while you're in the bath.
The bath.
You'd like some bubbles in the bath?
Yes.
Well, I did put bubble bath in, Thomas. Would you like to blow some?
Yes.
Here you are. That's good. Would you like to blow some more?
The bath.
Oh, that one popped on your nose, didn't it? Did it pop on Thomas's nose? What are you saying, Thomas? I can't tell what you're saying. I'm blowing bubbles at you and you're catching them and watching them.
No, I don't want.
It sounds like you're saying no want, but I really can't understand what you mean.
No.
Oh, that one popped in your chin.
A chin and more chin.
Popped a chin and more chin, yes, as I said, it popped in your chin, another one did.
Another one.
Your chin coming. Now that one popped on your chin because you leaned forward and popped it on purpose, didn't you?
Did
one land on your ear?
I don't know.
Just a second, let me get some soap and a sponge.
Okay,
now. We'll just give you a quick wash.
Because
you were rolling around in the park. You did all sorts of things at playgroup. You were rolling around on the grass in the park. You've been in the sandpit since we came home, haven't you?
Yes.
So you got a bit grubby there.
Yes.
Yes, Trevor. That's right. Well, you were a big boy today at the playgroup.
Yes.
Because we went into the cloakroom and you washed your hands all on your own in the wash basin, didn't you? Yes, we shut the door, didn't we, so nobody else could come in.
And the boy.
Oh, that boy came in. He was called Thomas as well, wasn't he? And Thomas's mummy gave you a banana to eat. Now, that was really nice of her because... As it was, we were going to the park. He nearly slipped out then.
And he ran.
Oh dear, there was a mess, wasn't there?
No more mess,
don't do it on purpose. So we were eating in the park, so it was really nice that she gave you a banana because you could have that. After you'd had your sandwiches, steady. After you'd had your sandwiches and crisps, we had banana. And we bought some cartons of Ribena from the shop, didn't we, with straws. So you had Ribena.
Ribena.
Ribena. Would you like to stand up now, please? Don't drink the bath water. Stand up, just while I wash your hair.
Ribena.
Poo?
Yes.
You smell nice.
Nice. Like poo, pee, 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 pee.
Nice poo. Yes, my dear, I'll do that. It's just a quick poop. Let's just rinse your back. Oh, you've got hold of the soap now.
Stop.
Where's the soap? Well, I don't know. Have you dropped it?
Yes. In the water.
It must have gone in the water somewhere. Let's see if we can find it. Where's the soap? Oh, here it is. Here it is.
And then Thomas, you wash it.
Thomas, wash hands.
Soap.
With the soap.
With the soap.
Right, well done.
And then
Rachel was washing two dolls in the water bath. At playgroup this morning, wasn't she?
Yes.
She had twin dolls, one was a boy and one was a girl. And she was bathing them and she was using soap to wash them.
And help them.
Where's the soap gone? Have you dropped it again?
In the bath.
It's in the bath. There it is.
There it is. And Thomas,
would you like it back again?
And help.
And then Rachel used a pink towel to dry the dolls. We've got a pink towel here, haven't we, to dry you today?
Soap.
Does it smell nice? Where's the soap gone? I think it's in the bowl. Shall Mummy wash her feet? Shall Mummy just sit here with you? Bless you, love. Can I put my feet in?
No, I don't.
I think there's only room for one of these legs at a time.
Yes.
It's going to put some soap on her feet, look.
Yes.
My feet are a lot bigger than your feet, look.
Thomas.
You've got the soap again. you reached for the soap?
Really?
Oh, you're washing my hands and legs. With the soap?
Don't blow.
Oh, where's the soap gone?
Here it is.
You found it. Hurry on, Mummy will put her other foot in the bowl.
And I'll wash it.
And I'll wash it.
But Thomas will watch it.
Is Thomas going to watch it?
No.
Where's the soap gone? It's here. Were you saying Thomas is going to watch it? Or Thomas is going to wash it? Well, your hands should be beautiful and clean after using all that soap, shouldn't they? Where's the soap gone? Where's the soap gone? Where's it? There it is. Is it gone again?
No.
When we were walking through Didsbridge, you remember that police car? They came speeding down the road.
Viva, viva!
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know where it's gone, but I think you want to get out of the bath now. Don't you?
The soap gone.
Because that was just a little freshen up. You'll be having another bath at bedtime, won't you?
The soap gone.
I don't know where it's gone. Oh, it is now. We finished now. We really need to put your nails. Should we do that?
Yes.
Would you let Mummy do that for you?
Yes.
When you got out of the bath, because your hands would be nice and soft. The nails would be nice and soft, wouldn't they? That's the sound of the fridge and freezer. Can you hear it? It's the motor.
Yeah.
Right, soap all done now. Rinse your hands.
Ooh.
A big one. Gosh, that water's very, very bubbly and soapy now, isn't it?
No.
You'll need another bath later on just to get rid of all the soap.
Right.
Mummy,
blew the soap.
Oh, have you got a balloon as well?
I think the bath.
Right. 1, 2, 3. Whee!
The bath.
We're going to wrap you in a pink towel. Like Rachel was wrapping the dolls this morning.
Is that
nice? Wrapping Thomas in a big pink towel. How's that?
I just need a water.
Juice?
A water.
Water? Just a second. There you are, there's some juice.
A water.
Oh, later on when we have tea you can have that. Well, you know, no, not now. We've got to get you dressed. Thomas, yes, but once you've got dressed. Shh, just sit still then. Okay, stop crying, I'll get you some, but just sit still. And don't move.
Not move.
And don't cause a fuss.
No.
Don't cause a fuss.
No.
Yes. It's bottled water, isn't it?
No.
What do you mean no? I thought you wanted it. Thomas, what's the matter? Don't you want to drink that? Don't you want to drink it? Come on then. Thomas, will you hold the beaker? You can drink it.
And what else?
Is it nice water?
No.
No?
It's lump.
Yes, it's fizzy, isn't it? It's come out of a bottle.
What did you want? No.
You're looking at the dogs on the beaker. 101 Dalmatians.
Mitchell.
They're under 101 there, though. They're only about 7, aren't they?
No.
Spotty dogs, Dalmatians.
What are dogs?
Does that taste good?
Lumps.
You can hear it fizzing, can't you?
Ready ducks.
One more mouthful and then that's it.
Was it done?
You can have some more at tea time. But we'll get dressed now. There was a lot more than just one mouthful left. There, wasn't there?
Good morning, then.
No, not yet. After we've got dressed.
What's the matter?
When we've got dressed, you can get in your chair.
Which one?
Yes, when we've got dressed. Let's just get the napkin first.
More.
So, yes, you can have some more, but wait till you've got dressed.
No move.
And then you can sit in your chair. And you can have some more water.
More water.
And you can have some spaghetti bolognese for tea.
Yes.
Does that sound good? It's fizzy, isn't it?
Lumps.
Is that the noise it makes?
Yes. And then the bread with peas on.
Bread with peas on? Yes. Oh, currant bread, sultana bread. There you are, lie down, and we'll then. Oh, what have we done with the prawn bag with all the things? It's over there.
Yes, I'll get you something
in a moment. We changed in the park earlier on. Do you remember? What are you shouting? We went to the park. And there was a little summer house with some black benches and there was nobody else there and it was shady and private. So we went in there.
Yes.
And Mummy lay you on a bench.
Bench.
And I chose you a nap, didn't I?
Yeah.
And you were ever so good, you didn't move at all.
Really.
A baby Willy.
Yes.
So that was nice that we could change him in the park.
Yes.
What are you doing? Is that the noise the bus makes?
And I just...
Oh, sorry, it's the noise that the bottled water makes. We don't usually have fizzy water, do we?
No.
We've got it for a change. You normally drink water that's been boiled in the kettle and cooled. Or still the bottled water.
Bottled water. Oh, no.
We're not quite all done, are we?
We've
got to get dressed yet.
Yes, no.
Ooh. Are you getting Mummy a big kiss? That's juice, that's orange juice.
Drink the water.
Drink the water?
Yeah.
Well, you can drink the water in a minute once you've got some clothes on. You want arms through your sleeves?
Two monies?
Yes, there are 2 10-pences in the bag, aren't
there?
Mummy carries two.
Thomas.
Thomas, you want them?
Yes.
Mummy carries 2 tenpences in her bag.
Tenpence.
So that if we need to make a phone call and we haven't got Daddy's mobile with us, we can go to a telephone box and ring, can't we? If we need to ring Daddy to ask him to pick us up from somewhere.
2 monies, please.
2 monies, please.
Yes, please.
Ah, I've often wondered what you meant when you said 2 monies. Is it when you see two coins?
They're dimes.
They're called coins.
Dimes.
They're coins. 10 pence.
Maybe marbles.
10 pence pieces.
They're about 2 monies.
2 monies.
Yes. Ah. Ah. Oh, really? Oh. Oh, what are we get?
Are you giving Mummy a lovely cuddle? Would you like to come and sit in your chair now?
Ba 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 ba. Let me drop.
Wait a second. Come sit in your chair. Oh, did he?
Oh, where's the bin bags?
Well, where's the bin bags?
But are they bin bags?
Yes, I think you know you did enough mess with those bean bags the other day, didn't you?
Yes.
When you got hold of the bin bags?
Yes. The men in the big truck. The big truck. And then it's what? The big bunnies. And then it's what?
Yes.
What's this?
I don't really know, Liv.
What's this?
I don't know what it is, so I think we'll get rid of it.
What's that?
What's that? It sounds like somebody's burner alarm, doesn't it?
Big.
Put your bib on.
What's it?
It's a green one and it's got a picture of a frog on it with the sun shining on the frog and it says, frog says, croak, croak.
No.
Croak, croak. Croak, croak. Yes, Mummy's got the scissors, hasn't she? Shall we do your fingernails?
Oh, no.
Well, then, let's do them. Let's see what No. No, do you not want me to cut them? I thought you liked watching your nails being cut. You want me to do that one? Shall we do fingernails? Or toenails? Hello? Do you not want me to do that? I've got to cut them. Can I hold your hands still? Just watch. No? Alright, well, all that'll happen is when you've gone to sleep tonight, I shall attack you with the scissors when you don't know what's happening. No, you can't cut them yourself, Dolly.
Thomas.
No, Thomas can't cut them himself.
Thomas.
You'll have to do cutting your own finger.
Thomas.
No, Thomas, you'll end up cutting your fingers. You hurt yourself. That's why Mummy likes to cut your nails, because you can't manage it on your own.
Thomas
can't manage on his own.
Baked beans.
Baked beans? No, we're not having baked beans tonight, darling.
Cactus.
We're having spaghetti bolognese.
Cactus bites.
spaghetti bolognese. It's pasta.
Oh, pasta.
You like pasta, don't you?
Yes. I like some pasta too.
Oh, you've not got it yet.
Mmm.
I'm just serving it up. Does it look nice?
Mmm.
Does it smell nice? I better cut it up a little bit because some of the pieces are quite big, aren't they? You can have this, and then if you want a piece of the fruit bread toasted, and then you could have an apple perhaps.
Juicy. Pasta. Thumbs.
Thomas. Pasta for Thomas.
Pasta, Thomas.
I think you like the pasta shells best, don't you? You quite like those without a sauce or anything on them.
Of course.
Oh, is that good?
We like Thomas.
Does that taste really nice?
Yes.
Good, good. Let's clean up all this mess later, won't we? Got quite a lot of water on the floor. Big bang! Would you like a piece of bread?
I like a piece!
Oh, I don't know whose alarm that is ringing, but it's making a lot of noise, isn't it?
And a big bang! Not that much!
Does that taste nice?
No,
it
doesn't! Oh.
You don't want it?
I
want
to eat the beans!
You're going to eat your beans? Oh, they're not beans, darling.
Only beans.
Well, how about I toast that piece of bread and put some cheese on it?
I can.
No, not with spaghetti on a laser. I don't think it really goes, do you?
Nope.
It will taste a bit strange.
Strange.
I'm just having a look inside the bag that we take out with us. Because we'll be going out again tomorrow, won't we? Oh no, I know it's Friday tomorrow, darling, but sorry, there's no bang a drum time, no music lesson now. Not until September, that's a long, long while away. But Demetra's coming to see us in the morning.
On the trains.
You think she'll be bringing the trains?
Mm. No, my dad.
No, Nana and Grandad were here yesterday, weren't they? They're not coming again now until next week.
Stockport.
Is that where you went with them yesterday? Did you go to Stockport shopping?
Yes.
And where else did you go?
Next.
Snip, snip. No, you didn't have your hair cut yesterday, did you? Oh dear. And you're telling me now that you cried when you last had your hair cut, but you didn't tell me that at the time, did you? You didn't mention it. Where else did you go with Grandma and Grandma yesterday?
Wash and Grandma.
Did you go to B&Q?
Oh. Airplanes.
That's right, they went to B&Q with you.
It's planes.
Left the car in the car park and walked to a station.
It's planes.
That's right, so that you could watch the trains going past.
I don't know. The box, I don't know. Planes. Juice. Pot.
Oh, right. I don't know what that means. And then I gather you went to John Lewis.
John Lewis.
John Lewis, yes. And did you go to the restaurant?
Yes.
And what did you eat in the restaurant?
Two Smarties.
Two Smarties?
Yeah.
Oh, Grandma didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
She said you'd had some shortbread. Did you have some shortbread?
Oh, yes, please.
No, I'm not offering you any. I'm just asking if you had some yesterday when you went out. I think you did. There we are, the bag's ready now for the morning. Or for the afternoon, whenever we're going. Your hat's got a cobweb on it, up to us at the top. Spiders make cobwebs. Do you remember watching that television programme last night?
Yes.
And they had some spiders there, didn't they?
Yes.
Oh, big black hairy spiders. They weren't very nice.
What's a little man?
Oh, we can't watch cooking now.
Bo.
Or
Bo. Apple Bo, do you want to see it you? No.
What were you singing, Bob the Builder? What did you sing? Scooper could dizzy and Roly too?
No.
Scooper could dizzy and Roly too.
Oh, I just miss the mini. And
Right.
Just miss.
Yes. Juice or water?
And then this way.
Some water from the bottle.
Lemon.
That's right. The fizzy water.
And then lemon.
You've eaten nearly all the pasta, haven't you?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes. A big lemon.
Gosh, you have eaten a lot.
Moved up. No, no, because I didn't want that.
That tastes good. Does it taste nice, Thomas? It must taste nice because you're too busy drinking it to tell me. Too busy drinking to answer my questions, aren't you? Oh, what's that?
A demus.
What can you hear?
A demus.
The ice cream bus?
Yes.
When you say that, it sounds at first like you're saying, oh dear mess. But I heard the tune, so I know what you're saying.
This is my This is the ice cream bus.
The ice cream bus. It's the ice cream van. It plays a tune, doesn't it?
Mm.
And the tune's called Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Oh.
Here, well, there's some cheese on toast. Let's see if you'll just finish that little bit of pasta. Do you think you could manage to eat it? Oh dear, that sounds like Purdy's having a bit of a fight again. Oh, it's been.
I'm a money, please.
I don't know, it's the ginger cut, I don't know.
I know, it's
about
10 minutes.
Oh dear.
Naughty.
Yes, mommy.
Naughty,
sorry, Mummy had to go outside then because we heard the cats fighting, but Linda said it was Tiddles fighting with the ginger cut. It wasn't playing.
Linda!
Oh, don't shout. Yes, I know that's what they do, isn't it?
Yes.
That ginger cat's very naughty, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a naughty boy. It keeps coming in the garden and upsetting
Purdy. I'm
ready. And it keeps going in Linda and Brian's garden and upsetting. They've got three cats, haven't they? Molly, Felix, and Tiddles. And it upsets all their cats because it fights with them. Purdy's too old now, isn't she, to have naughty boys coming in the garden and upsetting her. Enough on a plate with you. Without a naughty ginger posse cat as well. The alarm sounded very loud when Mummy opened the door, didn't it?
The alarm also did not ring. Ring. Ring, ring, ring. Ring. Ring, ring, ring.
Yes?
The back side, the shoes on.
Shoes on, you want to go back outside? We'll just finish your tea first.
No.
Are you going to eat the bread? Yes, we can still hear the ice cream man, can't we? It must be getting closer.
Closer. Bus.
What do you say? Are you talking about the ice cream bus? Ice cream van?
Chris.
Are you rolling the empty beaker across the table?
Just a bit.
It's a good job it is empty, isn't it? Are you eating fruit bread now? It's got currants and sultanas and raisins in it. I can still hear a pussycat fighting, Thomas.
Purdy.
It might be Purdy, so I think we'll be better just go outside and have a look.
Back up. Yeah.
Mummy, I'll just go to the door. You carry on eating your tea.
Okay. Well, we're crying.
Oh, Purdy's crying. Here, Purdy, what are you doing? What are you doing, Tomasa? Oh, you're looking at Tibbles and Felix through the fence. What's Purdy doing? She's looking at Felix through the fence.
The Bennett.
And they're crying at one another, but they're not fighting.
No.
I thought it was that lovely ginger cat and Purdy, but it isn't.
Felix.
Felix. Grandad asked you what the pussycat was called. And you told him Felix, but Grandad thought you said Philip, didn't he? And Grandad's been going round calling Linda's black and white cat Philip. And it's Felix. It's a funny name for pussycat, isn't it, Philip? Purdy's just outside there. Can you hear her?
Oh! What? Oh! Look.
You want to look?
Go back out.
No, you can't go back outside. You can see from in here.
Yeah.
If I just open the blind, you can look through the patio door.
Patio door.
Oh, you will open it. She's just sitting there, look. Can you see her?
Look.
Oh, that sounds like the ice cream. Oh, there's the ice cream man. Look. Yes. When he plays the tune, it means that he's run out of ice cream and he's going home.
Yes.
Is that the noise of the brakes? That's the noise that the bus makes when it stops. So do you think that's what the ice cream man does?
Bye-bye. See you running.
Yes, he'll be round again tomorrow, won't he? But if he comes back tomorrow, we hear him ring his bell. We'll know that he's sold out of ice cream again. He's going home for his tea.
Bye. Bye, Seamus. What's your Felix? The button. The pattern. Bye.
Oh, bye-bye, ice cream man. He's driven away now, hasn't he? What do you say? You want to go back outside to watch Purdy and Felix?
Where to see duck?
Oh, I think they're quite all right on their own, Thomas. Would you like some of this? It's got cheese on. Cheese. What's about an apple? Can I peel an apple?
What's this? Peanut.
You had strawberry and grapes for breakfast.
Red one.
It's a red and yellow apple, isn't it?
Green. The peel.
The peel? Would you like a piece of peel? There you are.
Juice.
Juice? Is it juicy?
No drink the water.
No drink the water.
Purdy.
Yes, poor Purdy. She's wandering around outside. She looks very unhappy, doesn't she? It's very quiet now, isn't it, Purdy? You're not crying?
No.
The alarm's been turned off.
Yes.
The only thing I can hear is Alice eating an apple peel. And Mummy peeling the apple. Nice and quiet, isn't it? There's the apple.
No. Juicy.
When we were on the bus today, people kept ringing the bell, didn't they?
Bing bong.
It was quite a busy bus, and a lot of people wanted to get off in lots of different places. So the bell rang a lot of times, didn't it?
What's that?
What's what?
What's that?
What's that? What's what?
Almonds.
Almonds? Pardon? What are you saying? Lemons?
Almond fish.
Oh no, you can't eat lemons. There are two lemons in the fridge. I've just opened the fridge door and you've seen them.
Ow!
Ow, yes, Mummy banged her tail. I'm glad you found it funny. Oh, poor Mummy, that hurt.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Poor Mummy. Have you definitely finished with the spaghetti?
Spaghetti!
You definitely finished? You don't want any more? No. Oh, here's Purdy now. Let's bring her in.
Yeah, Purdy.
Come on, sweetheart.
No.
Oh, Purdy, what have you been doing? Yes, you've been doing a lot of that, crying.
Purdy,
she's probably not recovered from when the door wedge fell on her head earlier on.
Yeah, but I'm dead.
Oh, are you all right? Have you been meowing at Felix?
Eat up, stop up, Daddy.
We saw the ginger pussycat in the garden, didn't we? We thought it was the ginger pussycat that you were fighting with. Oh, Purdy, you're too old. Too old for all this, aren't you? Poor old girl. Shall I see if we've got a nice plate of food for her? There we are. There we are, Purdy. Purdy's having her tea now.
Food.
Food, yes. She's eating meat.
Meat.
You don't really like meat, do you?
No.
Like sausage and bacon, and you very occasionally eat chicken. than a fish?
No, no, no.
You don't want the apple? You don't want the apple?
No, watch her in then.
Watch your Pippin on, or you can watch Pippin later.
Come on.
No, we're not watching.
Abba, I'm not seeing your mommy too.
Are you singing a little bit from Bob the Builder? No, I think we'll finish our tea, Thomas, and we'll go outside for a walk while it's still nice. And then, perhaps, for 10 minutes or so before bedtime, you can watch some television if you like, before we get ready for bed. No, no, put it on the floor if you don't want it. Leave it on the table, please. The apple tastes nice. Is it crunchy? I can hear Purdy eating her food as well.
A Grinch.
She's crunching, isn't she?
A candle.
She's not eating apple though. Yes, Penny wants to go back outside, doesn't she?
No,
well, she can't be too upset by the other cat or she wouldn't go back home.
Mama?
Like an obstacle course for Purdy now, trying to get her outside, isn't it? She's got to avoid the pushchair and the sandpit. And we put a swing and a slide in the garden, which never used to be there.
Swing!
A swing, yes, we lived in this house exactly 3 years today. And when we moved in, Thomas, we didn't have you, and we didn't have the swing, and we didn't have the slide. Or the sandpit.
Yep.
We've got all these things now because we've got you. Your mummy's a little treasure, aren't you?
Too
Smarties? No, just because I say you're my treasure doesn't mean that I'm going to spoil you with Smarties. I'll give you a kiss instead. How's that? Would you like a kiss?
No.
No, you prefer a Smartie. Oh, let me give you a kiss.
Smartie, I'll two Smarties. Blue ones, red ones, black ones.
Oh, just have a kiss instead of a Smartie. Yes. A kiss is worth more than two Smarties, Thomas. Are you going to kiss me? Oh, that was a lovely kiss.
Two Smarties, red ones, blue ones, blue ones.
Thomas, two Smarties, and then you say blue ones, red ones and brown ones. That's three Smarties, not two Smarties. You're cheeky.
Oh, cheeky.
You're cheeky.
Hello.
Oh no. You're looking at my feet and saying boo.
Look.
Well, they can't smell because a few minutes ago when you were in the bowl of water on the floor, I washed my feet. You helped put soap on them. So you can't say that Mummy's feet are dirty because they're not. I hope it's another nice day tomorrow, Thomas, with the sun shining.
Yeah. machine, I mentioned. A machine.
A machine? What machine?
A machine.
A digging machine? Well, when we've eaten this, we can go for a walk and we can perhaps have a look at the machines. Shall we go to the place where the theatre used to be? That's right, because there are mixers and diggers and bulldozers, all sorts of things, cranes. We can see them all, can't we? They won't be working now, though. They only work during the day.
Cranes. Yes, mixer,
yes, the mixer goes around and around, isn't it?
I